This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks to Brian McFadden for stopping by. Really cool and compelling footage with the interview with our man Michael Penix Jr. Go check it out, man. It's really good stuff. It came out earlier this week. We've been talking about it, and B-Mac running down the whole 911 force there in our interview. Coming up, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is on the way. Mike, Braves last night, before we get into some football stuff, because the Falcons rookie camp started today, first day on the field, and then a lot of this other stuff's going to be classroom stuff, guys. So, but we'll get into it. Last night, though, you know, these are the games, by the way, that they haven't been winning, right? I mean, we talked about when we were losing and we were not scoring runs. And last night, Drake Baldwin comes up big in the 11th. There were a lot of elements to this game last night. By the way, Braves on the road at the Pirates starting tonight. But, man, like, that was a cool win in so many ways. But Baldwin with an RBI single in the 11th drives in Ozzy. Look, we can talk about Ozzy. I know you always say he's your favorite guy. You've been saying it. He is struggling like nobody's business.
Yeah, I mean, righty, lefty, don't matter. It's just – yeah, it's just not there, and it's been really exasperating. And it's funny because, you know, Matt Olson, if you can't do it with the glove, if you can't do it with the stick, do it with the glove.
Yep.
Because Matt Olson, I mean, it seems like I got a bunch of buddies that are Braves fans. We're all in kind of a group text, and it's like, are you kidding me? Big Ray's on there, and the dude, and Don, and we're like, what is going on with Olson, man? He did get an RBI last night, which was great, but I thought in extras the play when the runner on second, you know, the automatic Manfred runner. But this reminded me of like the old Keith Hernandez stuff, where you just totally commit that he's going to bunt. He charges in from first and literally just takes it right off the bat, throws over to third, you get the force. I love that. I mean, I get the tag out. I love that kind of fielding from Matt Olson. So that was nice. If you can't do it with the stick, do it with the glove. But Ozzy, 1-for-5 to your point. It's funny, real quick, let me get your take on this, because I had one Braves fan. We went round and round for like, I mean, I lost track of how many text messages. It was like the last word, who's going to win? But I was like, I didn't like Snicker pulling Schwellenbach after the sixth. The pitch count was 93, and I'm thinking, okay, you got 6, 7, 8 coming up. Now, Montero had been good, no debates. Montero's last couple of outings have been strong until last night, his ERA was below 4. But I just want to see, this is the stuff that Smoltz always talks about. You've got to figure it out. Let him learn. All right, if he gives up a base knock on the first hit, okay, then you can bring Montero in. But I just, and I'll stand by that. And the guy's like, well, you guys on radio, you always get the last word, hindsight. I go, look, if we get something wrong, I can't speak for the other guys in Atlanta radio. There are some guys down the dial that like are never wrong. They're infallible. If I get something wrong, I'll say, hey, I was wrong. Snicker was right. But I didn't like Snicker not sticking with Schwellenbach for the top of the seventh. It resulted in Montero giving up the tying run.
I agree. And again, that's two nights. The other night, I just didn't like the idea of not going with the analytics. And sometimes you go with your gut, and nine times out of ten, he's been right. But, you know, when it's on paper, Mike, and you say, man, this guy's hitting, you know, 400 points more or you know, 30 points better than this other guy, I'm going to go that way. But, yeah, I'm with you on this. And again, that's feel, right? You just go, well, time to get him out of there. Well, let him go. And then if it gets bad, if he gets out of hand, okay, pull him.
But that's a questionable situation. The good news is the Braves found a way to get it done. Money Harris, and again, we talk about Eddie Rosario. He drives in Eddie with the single to left field. By the way, Money is heating up, man. 3 for 5. 2 RBI last night, so things are moving in the right direction for our Braves. 404-726-0929, you guys can hit us up, let us know what you think. Today, Falcon Rookie Camp started, and it's only just a few days. Veterans will be in there at the end of the month, and they'll have that going on. Then all of a sudden, Mike, it'll be mandatory mini camp before you know it, and then we'll be talking about training camp. And so these things are going to happen pretty fast. But all the rookies, including all the undrafted free agents, were there today. I made my way up there and got a chance to see Jalen and those guys up close and personal. They did have some work on the field, but I want you to hear what Raheem Moore said when he was asked about Jalen Walker and just the kind of player he thinks he's going to be.
That's the second you talk to him. When he's standing next to you, not working out, having a normal conversation across the table in Terry's office or mine, every time you talk to him, you feel like that. You're talking about a guy that's going to be, I hate to even talk about him this way, but like it's hard not to, when you talk to guys like that, and Xavier Watts, a little bit the same cloth, but you see future captains and these guys make up, and it's like, the team will decide that and he'll decide that, but you see the makeup, like just like no different. I mean, you see those guys when you walk in the room, you see it all over.
So that's Raw today, mm-hmm. Mike, talking about, he sees him as a future captain. That's earned, by the way. That's not something, like he said, I'm not anointing him. But when you draft guys this high and you draft them and they are difference makers, they're culture changers. They come in and they change your culture and all of a sudden they become the leaders of your locker room. Not saying that's going to happen immediately for him, but that's what Ross said about Jalen today when he was asked about it.
Yeah, man, and we talked to you guys heard the interview. We replayed it for you. It's just there's guys, and you meet them. Jalen Walker's that type of guy. There's just these dudes. And look, and you try to – I think most teams in the NFL try to get as many of those guys as you can. Sometimes in the past, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you go the opposite way. You get the meatheads who fall in the draft, and you get what you pay for with a Vontaze Burfict, or take your pick. Any guy that was a bit of a knucklehead and a discipline issue at schools he played at. This is where I'm not talking about a Falcon filter, but if you get enough of these guys and they have the physical skills to match everything else they bring, then you're set.
You are. And that's the key. So from one guy to the other, 4th and 1, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We'll tell you about some contracts and stuff that are going on. And one Georgia running back probably not returning to his old team. Last night, Chris Thomas, our old producer who's now doing nights, had on Jeff Sintel, and he just started talking about Jalen Walker. So you hear Ross say, look, you talk to him, we think he's going to be this. And Jeff Sintel covered him, obviously, at Georgia. Here's what he said last night on the night show.
Jalen, I think he's a face of the franchise type guy. Here's why I say this, because when I started covering him, I believe it was his junior year of high school, just kind of sick athletic things he would do. COVID, if we remember those times, it forced some high schools to have some weird things. One of the things Jalen had to do is he had to practice basketball and then finish practicing basketball and then go play practice for football because North Carolina had its football in the spring. So he would go from one sport to the other, right across the school fence and parking lot, so to speak. And his team won a state championship in football. They didn't win a state championship in basketball. But those are the type of athletic things he can do. He is one of those guys, it still blows my mind that he's the first and only recruit I've ever covered who was a 5-star that actually worked at Chick-fil-A while he was in high school. That takes a certain charismatic personality to do that.
And that's the thing we're just talking about, that it factor. It's funny because, I think most of us worked at some point in our lives in fast food or retail, or had a job that was a real drag, but you did it. And it was a lesson learned, and there's some value. I mean, you learned the value of a dollar.
Yeah, Carl. Yeah, but for sure.
But, you humble yourself. That's what we're talking about. The well-rounded dude. That's why whenever I see somebody, if you're at a restaurant, for instance, and somebody gets on a waiter, not that they name steak, but, you're like, have you ever waited at a table? Have you ever had to deal with 3-6 tops at once? I have. It gives you a different perspective on things.
No doubt. He's a worker, man, and that's the kind of guy you want. You don't want somebody that's been giving it in their entire life. And when you talk about the NFL, those guys that come in like that are hungry, and then, that never dies.
Right.
Meanwhile, we're just talking about rookie camp starting. We'll hear from Ra a little bit more, what he had to say about what he hopes to get accomplished over the next few days. And again, a lot of this stuff's going to be classroom, but they were on the field today. Browns general manager Andrew Berry, Mike, is not optimistic about Nick Chubb returning to the team.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people said he's just going to be back. He'll recover from this injury. They drafted a couple of running backs, the Browns did. I know that Shedeur Sanders has driven the news, but they also drafted a couple of backs. So where's Nick Chubb going to land, man?
I mean, I've already saw a video of Nick already lifting like incredible amount of weight on those knees. I mean, look, the guy's a freakish athlete, but at some point you begin to wonder if just there's too much. It's just the cumulative effects of all the surgeries and all the wear and tear that he's taken. He says that I wouldn't rule anything out, but as Carl said, it's probably increasingly unlikely. Well, that sounds like the die is cast. And now you kind of hope that, you know, I mean, fingers crossed, because we just talked about guys you want to pull for and you root for who's got that, you know, that X factor. Nick Chubb's one of those dudes.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Meanwhile, we were wondering who's going to broadcast the Week 1 Brazil game.
Brazil. Aye, papi. Aye.
YouTube?
Okay.
You cool with this? Not YouTube TV.
All right, how much is this going to cost me?
Well, no. This is apparently just YouTube, not YouTube TV.
Okay.
See, there's two different things. YouTube right. is where we log on to and you see the crazy videos. YouTube TV is like your streaming service, okay?
Right.
But they're saying, Mike, YouTube is a heavy favorite to stream Week 1,
okay,
which is the Brazil game.
But not YouTube TV.
That's what it's saying.
All right. Either way, I mean, if it's YouTube TV, I'm sure they're going to get a nickel out of us on this one.
Absolutely.
But,
yes.
You know, I'm used to it at this stage. But, okay, I mean, yes, we loved it when the old TV it was kind of cool. There's a game on Fox. There's a game on CBS.
Because
there's a game on NBC, and that was it.
To your point, though, this makes no sense because you're going, all right, well, how are you going to recoup all this money you're about to spend to get the game if you're just telling me it's YouTube? There has to be some YouTube TV tie-in. That would be my guess. But
right.
either way, that's where it looks like Week 1, that Brazil game. Last year, who was it? Was it Peacock? Who was it last year?
It was Peacock. It was Mike Tirico.
That's right.
It was the Packers. That's right. Packers and Eagles down there in Brazil.
All right, man. Meanwhile, Abdul Carter, guys, going to wear number 51, Mike. And Jackson Dart's going to wear number 6.
Yeah, I was telling Carl, I go 55. I mean, that's Gary Reasons. That's a good number. I mean, good linebacker, but you could have took the double nickel. 56 was LT. You know, 58, Pepper Roger. I mean, there's Carl Banks. There's other famous ones. But 51, for the guys who know your Bears, that's Dick Butkus.
Yes, sir.
So I guess no tie-in with the Giants. So, okay. Pretty cool. Good for him. The 11 thing was kind of silly. I mean, that is Phil Simms.
No, I agree. Monsters of the Midway.
Right.
Yeah, and also, remember, the NFL schedule reveal next week. It is the 14th, guys, so we're going to be all over that, talking about it, leading up to it. Mike said it. There will be leaks, and we'll be talking plenty about it. And then once the full schedule is out, we will review, guys. Again, do I think we're going to be good? I thought we were going to be good last year,
right.
And we blew it. So, you know, at some point, we've got to put it all together. It can't just be we're good for 6 or 7 weeks, Mike, and then we fall apart. We got to put a season together, man, and we got to play complementary football. Yes, we're going to be better on defense just based on the personnel. It feels that way, but I don't know what the schedule is going to look like.
Yeah, man, I know it's kind of funny. The NFL, it's for those who remember the
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
movie, The Jerk with Steve Martin, the new phone books. Back when we had a thing called phone books, and Steve Martin's like, the new phone books are here. The new phone books are here. Because honestly, years ago, the schedule was really no big deal. Other than maybe, you know, if Falcons are going to Miami, you want to plan a trip to South Beach or something. But now it's just become such a thing. And you throw in the element of the international games, and apparently they're going to start leaking those about 48 hours before the actual total schedule launch on Wednesday.
Yeah, which is great news. All right, we'll see how that all looks. It is our 4th and 1 segment brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.